What do you want to do now?
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
How are you coping up, man?
How am I coping this quarantine, you mean?
Yeah, how are you? Honestly? Have you started classes?
Honestly? Yo, I miss you, man. I gotta say, no homo, but I miss you, man. Like, come on. I need human interaction. I feel like, you know, if I don't see... You know what is literally like? My house, I look out my window. It's like me in a nice jail. Like a Swedish jail, maybe.
True.
You know, it's like me looking out. I can see...
Dude, I read this article the other day that they might it is expected to extend social distancing for another 2 years, like 2022.
2 years?
Till 2022.
So you're saying no sex for 2 years?
Maybe Tinder might adapt.
What's Tinder going to do?
Might adapt. They might.
Well, there's Tinder, there's Grindr. How are they going to adapt? Grindr. How are they going to adapt with social distancing? What are they going to do? There is such thing as sexting. That already happens. I mean, are they going to have like a
Zoom? Give a whole tutorial before you sign up on Tinder. Before you enter Tinder, here's a view. Here's a walkthrough.
Do you think it's going to have like Zoom ID and password? Come online at 3 o'clock today and I'll see what turns you on. Talking about Zoom, because you were asking me about how quarantine has been treating me. Our university, as you know,
you guys go in the same uni.
Yeah. The thing is, all this thing about distance learning and online teaching, yes, I get it. Cool, it's fine. I mean, it's a good thing to do, but they have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what
I guess the whole world has no idea on what they're gonna do. Like, they had it in like their manuals and like, you know, okay. Distance learning, blah blah blah. They hired in paper, but they didn't know how to implement,
I think it was like such a backup option. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know, like protocols. Yeah. You have to have. But you know you tend to like, okay, Russia's not an invader.
It's like, you know what I think is like, it's you know, one of those backup that you never think you need.
Exactly.
And this corona happened, and shit just got real.
Push through all those junk and then find out that manual and first blow out all the dust and all that, and then
slap that up,
implement this,
funniest thing is actually when we had actual classes going on, you'd be going to a class at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 sometimes, to see the damn teachers or whatever so they can teach you. They're never there. Not there. You call them, at least tell us. We call them, they're like, what's happening on Zoom lectures? Or lectures are at 8 o'clock in the morning. Are you kidding me?
Seriously?
Yeah, man.
8 in the morning.
Eight in the damn morning. Hey, imagine this. Okay, imagine people are in different time zones, bro. If you're in Australia,
hey man,
that motherfucker's sleeping and you're trying to do. How, I don't get it. If you can wake up at 8 to give us a damn Zoom lecture, why are you not there in real time? Exactly. When we had the classes.
Exactly.
Where was your sorry ass? I mean, you know.
My goodness, yeah. I mean, for all we know, you just dressed up on the top. Not even top, maybe just your face.
Bro, you know what I do on Zoom? This is option where you basically listen.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk, or you don't need to say hi, or whatever the hell you do. So, once there was a teacher, I think it was surgery, one of the, and this is my first time using Zoom, because I've never heard of Zoom before, distance learning.
I thought Skype would blow up, but no, got in a Zoom blew up.
Skype blew up, man.
Yeah?
It blew up as it doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
That shit thing. Come on. They had so long to fix it, it's still shit.
Okay, true.
The only time I used to use Skype was when I used to call my mother back in the day. Before WhatsApp calling was
Skype,
a thing.
Skype, yeah. Skype was the thing, man.
Since WhatsApp video came, nobody uses Skype. Dude. Like, WhatsApp video blew up.
WhatsApp, WhatsApp was only used for texting.
Yeah.
Voice calls.
Yeah.
Viber,
yeah.
Viber only.
You know, Viber is such an underrated app.
I swear.
It's such an underrated app.
Apparently, they say Viber works better in different regions and all that.
I heard like,
Eastern Europe
Viber is best.
Viber is good. Yeah. That's why everyone here has Viber. Yeah. I'm like, you crazy, you're living under a rock.
Yeah.
Get your WhatsApp on.
Get your WhatsApp. But like, I mean, if you're not in India or any of the Asian countries, you don't use WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Because if you come to UK, everyone uses iMessage. You know, in the UK, texting is still a big thing. We text.
Yeah.
Whereas here, who the hell texts?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Bro, if I text you, you're like, what are you? It's like sending you a post message. You know what I'm saying? Like a postal message or whatever. What is it called? The letter.
Damn. Exactly.
Damn. Yeah, that's like, or sending you a pigeon mail. Like, don't send me a text.
Exactly.
You know?
True.
Send me a Facebook request. Or better, DM. Slide into my DMs.
DMs. True.
Yeah. Yeah. You that better have a good pickup.
DM'd me.
But yeah, I mean, coming back to Zoom, as you said, Zoom blew up. And I think Mark's making money. So, and the thing is, these teachers go on and about teaching, blah, 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 reading lecture slides. I mean, what is the point of you coming online?
Exactly.
And reading bit by bit or word to word what you just made on the slide? I can do that at home.
An AI could do that.
Yeah. Why would you wake up at 8 in the morning for this?
True. I mean,
Have you started classes yet, as in online?
I'm about to. I think this week I do have a couple.
Damn.
But yeah, I mean, not looking. I mean, I guess as you say, all the, you know, so as to say, reciting the lecture and just like reading it out. But I don't know. I feel like especially for our field, medical, like you cannot do shit on Zoom. Man.
No. What are you gonna do? You can't. Like, I have heard from the younger years. Because they still have anatomy, anatomy.
Yeah.
And they were like being shown, as in like, you know, pictures of like the body and be like, oh, this is the carotid artery or, I don't know, like this is going up your ass. I mean, I don't know what's coming out of there. Like, you know, the bloody body's being torn up, man. I'm like, what's going on? And
you just imagine VR anatomy.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Apple had an app. Was it Apple or HoloLens? You know, Microsoft had this thing called HoloLens. You put this on, it's like Pornhub. They're the VR Pornhub thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's similar to that, I'm sorry, but VR, virtual reality is a thing.
Yeah.
They just don't use it in the right places.
True.
But VR surgery is a thing.
Oh yeah, VR surgery, true.
But I don't think they would spend money on that. Because, you know,
true.
Would you spend money to make life better? No.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's when you think about it, it's crazy because what's I mean, in the past 2 months, I've been in quarantine for 2 months. So have you. What is the most exciting thing you've done?
I guess watch Zoe Exotic.
Who?
Tiger King.
Oh my, that thing blew up.
Holy shit.
What is that about?
It was so good though.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
No, because I don't have Netflix.
Goodness, Mike.
I used to use my friend's Netflix and then
It shows you how crazy America is and how it lives up to the I'm American.
USA!
Yeah. Like literally. And at the same time, makes you wonder, these people made a profit on something that's not native to the arts. Just imagine what they can do.
What is it about? Like, I haven't seen it. I mean, I don't mind you ruining it for me.
No, it's
and I hope
it's
the viewers
like
don't either, but or the listeners don't.
Series, and mind you, like in the intro itself, they say like you're not gonna believe what we're gonna tell you. Like the story's over here. Trust me, you won't believe it. And I was like, okay, maybe it's overhyping it. Like, you know, it's the first episode, but my goodness, stories in it are like unbelievable. Like, it's like the best writer for a comedy film wrote it, and by mistake.
Is it like a documentary? Is this a real documentary?
It's a real doc. Every shit that happened is real. Everything, like from the tigers to his hair, everything is real. Like his hair.
Is he bringing back the mullet?
Oh, the mullet and everything, man! Oh, my goodness, my this guy. But it's actually a good show. I mean, It's a one-of-a-kind documentary. It has humor. It has, like, adventure, so as to speak.
If that documentary was a girl, would you marry?
No. Crazy. No, it's crazy. No, it's like batshit crazy. So, no, if the documentary personified, trust me.
No, the thing is, you know, quarantine can make you do stupid stuff, man. So don't worry. But, good thing we're not on video.
Exactly.
And I don't have my pants down, so.
Yeah, and I'm not on my knees, so. Yeah, I mean, that is something. Not, I mean, it depends on if you have Netflix also.
See, I don't have Netflix, but I did have Netflix because I was using one of my friends. And let's just say she changed the password and I just didn't bother asking it again. It was crazy. Like, to be honest, Netflix is boring. The only reason I had Netflix was watching Kingdom.
Exactly. No, you know what? I feel like, yeah, Netflix is boring. And even like the other streaming platforms like Amazon, Hulu and all that, they also have good shit and all. But you know what I want? I would pay good money for is... Mm-hmm. Is literally a Netflix for all streaming apps.
You know, you're right. You know, if that's such a thing, I think that's like YouTube,
like, but a Trivago for streaming apps.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are, if you think about it, all these pirated sites.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's kind of there.
Yeah.
I mean, you click on.
Yeah, but for our brothers and sisters on the States.
Oh,
they can't do pirates.
Oh, yeah.
We can.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right, because I know that Disney came out with the Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
But and then didn't they remove all of the Disney stuff into that?
Yeah, true.
And exactly. The last time I checked, I think they had 25 million subscription in the first 3 months. 25 million. I mean, are you that desperate to see fucking Ariel? Or what is that? Mulan? I mean Mulan is good. I'm not saying, but Ariel?
I mean, I can't take Disney. But yeah, I'll go with it. Yeah. Ariel?
Damn.
The only Ariel I know is a detergent. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Disney, I don't know, I had this talk with you the other day, like, Disney's
owning everything.
The thing is, society expects you to watch Disney, and if you don't, you're psyched.
I'll be honest with you, I don't, like, you know, Marvel, they hype up Marvel movies so much, but they're shit.
Exactly.
I mean, I love Marvel movies, I'm not saying they're crap, they're bad, but I love it. I was watching fucking Endgame, like, the biggest fangirl ever, right?
Okay.
When Cap lifted the hammer, I was like, my man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was screaming my lungs out. But if you think about it, the DC movies,
yeah,
they have more substance. They're dark as fuck. But you watch a DC movie, you feel like, damn, this is a movie.
Exactly.
And you watch Marvel, it's like Child's Play.
I guess not the movie Child's Play, but Disney for adults.
DC is for adults. This is for maybe more intellectuals, may I say.
Yeah, Marvel is the Disney of it also. The baby version.
Yeah, true.
Like you have a raccoon talking to
the tree.
The destroyer of the universe at the same time.
I mean,
shit, you only see on like Tom and Jerry.
Don't blame Tom. Tom and Jerry. Bro, I lived on Tom and Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Like the kids nowadays, they don't know what cartoon is like.
Exactly.
What do they watch now? Peppa Pig. What do they watch now? Some stupid shit.
They watch Pornhub.
Oh, kids nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm that old, but I was a generation. I mean, we both are, I feel like.
Yeah.
You remember when we had dial-up internet connection? You know that internet goes to go.
Damn. Dude, I used to like, when the dial-up was dying, and like.
Broadband came.
Yeah, broadband and all came in. Basically, like. I think I was like among my friend circle, I was the last one to like switch. So,
because I mean, we Asians don't really.
Yeah, exactly. All my other friends, like, they all had like broadband and they used to call me. And you know, it's quite embarrassing to have like dial up and you can't speak on the phone.
You couldn't speak on the phone when they were on the call.
Yeah.
You had to cut the call.
Exactly.
Do you remember that? Oh shit, that was crazy.
Forget that. My phone didn't have the loudspeaker function. And then basically, whenever someone used to call and like say we were like stuck on a question or something for like a science class or something, so he would be like, oh, okay, put me on loudspeaker so I can like so while you check and all like whatever, I'm like okay, so I used to like, can you hear me and like keep the phone a distance away, And then, like, to hear him back, I should, like, quickly get back to the earpiece and be like, oh, I can hear you. And, like, this used to go on, like, and then I'm like, oh, it was so embarrassing.
The kids nowadays, they're so spoiled.
Exactly.
They had no, do you remember, I think I still have that phone in my house. But not now, but I used to, that was the landline phone where you have to, like, you put your finger through that number and then you circle, do a circle, and then it goes back.
Okay, the dial.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, phone.
The spinning one.
The spinning one. Those are the best. If you give that to a kid now, they're clueless. Oh, they have no idea how that worked.
I swear.
I mean, come on. That was, what are they doing now? And remember the T9 keyboard?
Oh.
Where you used to press to get a W or like, oh, that was the best, man. Like, come on.
This man's texting with that now.
Bro, holy why shit. Do you think we're so good at texting? Fast, I mean, we're fast because
exactly.
My fingers can do wonders, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Bedtime Chronicles. No, I'm joking. And plus, the transition between like that that keyboard and like touchscreen, and like now every phone that comes out is touchscreen. It's quite like, it was so silent. Like before, you had a large variety of phone, like you had the BlackBerry keypad, you had the
innovation is dying, I feel like.
Yeah, the flip phone and then touchscreen, and suddenly out of the blue, underneath your own chin, like touchscreen is now the whole thing.
Yeah,
like it's dominated the whole thing. It's like quite,
so like people like touching,
quite sly, like a fox, like poof.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I think since the birth of iPhone, that's iPhone. I'll tell you, iPhone was a pioneering thing. As in, like Apple was a pioneer in tech.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for iPhone, our technology, push for innovation, would have been so slow.
True.
Right.
No denying.
But since the death of Steve Jobs, I think Apple had a big downfall. They haven't done anything hugely groundbreaking. They haven't.
True. It's become more a trend. I mean, like, oh, you have the new iPhone? I'm like, cool.
I mean, I'll tell you something. I know iPhones are cutthroat prices.
Oh,
but they do have good quality.
Exactly. And yeah, as I said, like, they have those qualities when you actually, like, stumble across, like you want a voice recorder. And then, oh, okay, let's you play a voice recorder. Boom. There's Apple's there for you.
Yeah.
Like that. It's just, by chance, when you need something,
it's Apple there. Apple has it. Yeah,
and every day.
It's like Apple iPhone is probably like one of those Swiss Army knives.
Exactly.
You name it, you have it there.
Exactly.
A compass. Who uses a compass in normal life? But you want it. It's there.
Exactly. Yeah. The ruler.
Ruler. Yeah. Is that one of those AR rulers? You wanna.
Okay. Yeah. That I'll give it to Apple.
I mean, if a girl's arguing with you, saying like, listen, that's 2 inches too short. You're like, listen, girl, I got an iPad. I mean, iPhone. I'm just gonna measure it right now and then.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what it's like. You know. I mean.
Well, me taking my actual phone and like putting it against.
Can you do that with an Android? No. I mean, I love both operating systems, but I can say when it comes to it, Apple leads the way. You know, as much as I hate to say this, but they just do.
It's like the pioneer; they've conquered it, and they drag everything else underneath it.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, what else can we do, man? It is what it is, and then this quarantine is just killing us.
Exactly.
All they do is sit at home. Wait for that human touch, but the last, I mean, the only time I guess a human touch is probably when my landlord comes and sees me.
I swear. Oh
my even goodness. Then, I'm like a dog when she comes to see me. She's like, why are you so happy? Because I can see you.
True. I mean, we'll not know if the landlady grew a mustache because she has a mask on.
Oh. You know, my landlady is fit. I'm going to tell you, she is fit. She's got two kids. I think one of them is two kids. One of them is older than me, but boy, she is fit. I mean, I don't care. I'll be like, Mama Sita, come sit in my whatever you want to sit on. But you know, but she's really nice. She comes for the money. Oh, that sounds so wrong. She comes for the money and asks her to sit down. That's prostitution.
Everything has a service. Yeah,
service as the money. You know, but
let's move on. How's your grocery shopping?
My grocery shopping?
Mm.
What do you mean, my grocery shopping?
I mean,
like, gotta eat like, the booty like groceries.
Like, stuff you put in and comes out like that stuff, groceries. Food, like food.
Stuff I put.
Okay, yeah, it came out wrong, man.
Yeah. To be honest, it's been okay. I haven't. You mean like I haven't stacked up anything during?
No, because they were like in the beginning of this all, like they were all hyped up, right? I'm like, oh, you know, like all those TP in America had that. Oh, TP's out and people fighting over like small stuff.
You mean like the toilet rolls?
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Bro, people went crazy.
I don't know why people go crazy. I mean, like, the two things that will happen, I mean, still carry on, even though, like, shit is all down over the roof.
I think it's okay.
Useless Facebook adverts, because I'm on Facebook. I don't
know. Yeah, Facebook has the worst shit at the wrong time. Dude, you know, the wrong place.
Like, I have this app, like, AliExpress, and, like, because it's like all the stuff is basically Chinese, you know. Yeah, yeah. It's like from the Chinese small market.
Bro, that's like half of the world. I mean, not exactly. Half, like 90% of the world, yeah. Right?
Like, you know, if you want a cheaper alternative to anything, you just go to Ali, basically.
Yeah, true.
And then I remember like...
Ali.
there are many like Ali. Yeah, I think this Alibaba, but I think that's for like companies and all.
Yeah, Alibaba's company and AliExpress for normal people. Order in bulk. Or but, you can even have our next door neighbor Ali Chen. He sells stuff.
Oh. Okay, I didn't catch it there, but I already got a nice one. But yeah, basically, I think I wanted to like get some, you know, like a pastry brush. Like, you know, like, yeah, I know.
Bro, you can get it in the normal shops.
Yeah. I know, yeah, but dude, it was like, you know, it's like Ali, right? And like, it was like all cheap, it's like 5 cents or something. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
You imagine, the funny thing is, you pay 5 cents for the thing and £20 for the
oh, shipping. Yeah, no, that's what I'm very clear on that. I'm like, I'm not fucking paying for like shipping and all that bullshit.
Oh, shipping is the worst place.
Like, yeah, man. Like, it's the same logic when you order and like, you food, order. Right? But yeah. Sometimes the delivery charges doesn't make it work.
You know the worst part about ordering food in Bulgaria is? The thing is, you can order food. They're like, oh, you know, you order Food Panda. Like, you open Food Panda or take it with or whatever. They give you all these adverts like, oh, look at me. I'm KFC. True, then you're like, bitch, we don't even have KFC.
No, I swear, man.
You know what I'm saying? We don't even have salt. Like, what are you talking about? Oh. And then the thing is, you can be really hungry. Like, you can be like a hungry guy and then... You open the app and the first thing that pops out of the bucket of KFC.
Oh my.
Oh. So smart. And you click on it to order and be like, oops, not available in your area.
I swear. Oh.
I'm like, you should choose whether you have to eat or throw your phone in the bin. It's the
best. Or just go for this KFC.
Just go for this KFC. But that's it. The logic you were saying is like, the reason I was saying the worst part about ordering food in Bulgaria is like this. Say you order a pizza for, I don't know, 10 levs or something, yeah. 10 euro for example, and then there is a charge for container, like,
oh yeah, that's what, yeah, box charge,
they have a box charge and then you have a charge for like delivery,
yeah, like delivery man's coffee charge.
And you're like, how else, imagine you order pizza, what are they gonna bring it in a fucking in a what else would you have it in? It's in a box. Pizza comes in a box.
By the time it comes, like, already the pizzas taste like the box, so...
No, sometimes... I think pizza quality has gone down recently. Nah. Bro, I ordered a pizza. I mean, I ordered a thin crust pizza, but I didn't think it was going to be pepper crust. Oh. Bro, that thing was so thin, I was like, where's the pizza? I opened the box, dude, man, and I'm like, what's going on?
Everyone is skimming on everything, man, these days. I swear, I don't know if it's corona, but... I don't know why. At least food, man, come on. At least spare that area.
Like. The one thing I hate about... restaurants, right? Yeah. I think I've seen this in a lot of restaurants. When they open up, they have the good stuff, the good quality, the good portions. Everything
true.
Is nice.
That's true. Yeah.
As soon as people start going to it, the portions go down in size.
I swear, man.
Quality goes out the window.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, one big thing is like in Bulgaria, especially I've noticed, it's like there is no such thing as customer service. There is no such thing as customer service. Bro, they. If you want, like, say you order starters, mains, and dessert, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why it's called starters, mains, and dessert. Because you start with starters, you have the main course, and then dessert at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're in Bulgaria, boom, dessert comes first. And then, if you're lucky, starters comes.
True.
Or not, mains, and then halfway through, mains, starters comes. The thing is, you're too full,
exactly.
By the way, like, halfway through, and you're like, do I even have stomach to eat all this shit.
True. When you're ordering, you have to order in like the specific time slots in order to get it in the same, like same time everyone's dish.
Oh, they get pissed.
Oh,
the waitress should get pissed.
Oh,
goodness. See if you're paying them exactly in coins.
Oh, dude. Bruh. Oh my goodness. Giving them to think, dude, I don't know why they still have the Bulgarian the coins, like the lowest of coins, the Sutinkis,
yeah,
like 5 ones. I don't know why they still like use them, man. Like paying someone in Sutinki is more or less the same as saying like fuck you service. like literally they give you the same eyes, they give you the same like notion, probably bitch about you, like say
worst part is when they charge something like $4.91.
Oh,
yes. You're like, why 4.91? What if I? And sometimes if you only have 4.90, they're like, oh, well, if you don't have the 1 pence, you can get the fuck out.
True.
You ain't getting this stuff.
I mean, like, and who takes back a one? Like, like some people don't, but some people they actually give you one in return. I'm like, are you gonna? Okay, dude. Even like beggars don't get it. Don't take it.
You know,
their minimums right these days are like five levels. That's like I don't know how many pounds or whatever you guys say. Like, oh my goodness, their minimums are also like
increased. They have a minimum. They have a minimum charge right now, beggars. It's true. Yeah, I remember in India once. This is a true story, by the way, because last time I was in India was around 8 years ago.
Wow.
And I remember like we were, you know how like in roads you're just waiting on the traffic and then these people come and knock on your door, on your window and then ask for money. I remember giving them 1 rupee at the time. This is 8 years ago. 1 rupee, 1 rupee, right?
Yeah.
But they gave it back.
Whoa.
And then my cousin, who was actually driving the car, who is actually a native, I said he lives there. He's like, no, you have to give something above 10. I'm like, what? What do you mean above 10? What's next? They're going to come up with like a card?
Maybe that's like right now in India, like I think the 10 rupees have become a coin now.
Really?
Yeah, it's become a coin apparently. Oh yeah, you've been last was 8 years, right? I'll bring it up today. It's become a coin. So maybe I guess they are the reason. They are like, they went to the government and like, hey, get me a coin, 10 lives. I mean 10 rupees. And like these people are skimming on like one rupee coins and all. So maybe. Who knows? Maybe that's it. I mean, I think, maybe beggars might be the reason our like note currency might turn into like coins, because you know it's more viable for them, like you know, to give them change.
It's a bad thing though, because you know America still has $1, right, as a note. America, see when you go to like a strip club, you can like you take the dollars and
throw them coins.
In India, would you flick a coin at them? For one good thing,
going to a strip club, throwing coins at girls, and they becoming like Dalmatians, like, oh, you're giving me bruises.
But this is ten rupee bruises.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's costly coin,
man. Dude, I won't be surprised if. What do you guys have? Like, what's your minimum note?
Oh, minimum note? Yeah, I think it's £5.
£5. If that becomes a coin, you know
who. I don't think it will, because we still have 1 pence, 2p, 5p, 10p, 20p.
Note?
No, they're all coins. Coins minimum start with £5. But it's a good thing. I think the reason they keep the 1 pence coin is to keep the economy still intact. Because even right now, we still have value for 1 pence, right?
Oh, yeah, true.
And if you don't have value for the lowest amount of money in your country, your economy value is really low. So I think what India did was stupid, because I remember they did take away the 25p off, right? They don't have 25p anymore.
Oh, yeah.
The lowest is now, what, 50?
I guess, yeah.
So, or maybe a rupee or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember back in the day where you could have gone and with a 25p mitai, you know. But yeah, times have changed, man. But I mean, exactly, back to your point about being what was the grocery thing about being
grocery, yeah. I mean people were like all freaking out in the beginning, right? About like, oh, I need to stock up and all this and all. I'm like, that's the worst bit, like, because I knew I would never stock up, because
Did you stock up though?
Thing is, I didn't, but
you
the
didn't?
Moment, no, I didn't.
Like, you didn't, okay.
D-I-D-N'apostrophe-T.
D-D's, not N-T.
I mean, like, I didn't, but, like, didn't. Okay, didn't. Let me make it good. Didn't. I didn't, but the thing is, if idiots out there, like, stalking up, what's left for you when you go for your weekly
That's
shopping?
That's more than half the population.
No,
I agree with you, though, because... Yeah. But they stocked up on toilet rolls. Nothing else.
If they stock up on stuff, you're left to like stocking up as well, because you have no other option. I mean, you go into an empty place, so you also kind of have to like. That's what like stock up mentality is like a all or nothing. Like either you do it, everyone does it, or like
you're left. You know, when it comes to this this kind of things, it's like survival of the fittest kind of thing. You know?
Oh my goodness.
It's like you know, have you ever seen those shows where it's like they give you 1 minute and pick up whatever you can and all is free? But in this case, people just go for the toilet rolls, nothing else. But the stark contrast is the toilet rolls was a big issue in Western countries. I've seen in like UK and America, and I don't know if anywhere else. But if you compare that to the Indian...
Priorities are first. We care about the stuff that we put in our mouths. That's what I don't care what comes out. If it comes out, it comes out.
It comes out.
Like Mother Nature will do the rest. Like
in it's terms so true. Of the cleanup, I remember, yeah. Because Indian uncles were fighting over rice packets.
I swear.
I was like, what a lad. Hey, give me that. That is my rice packet. Leave it there, you know?
I swear. I mean, another thing, like, I hated those. I mean, like, I still hate those people, like, stocked up to, like, resell them.
Oh shit, yeah.
Those are like
bro. But did you see some guy bought like I think it was 1500 cases, like, you know, case size, like little packets of hand sanitizer to resell them.
But
what happened was when he went to resell it, somebody called what's her name, you know, the lady with
the manager.
No, the one who was to ask for the manager, what's her name?
Karen. That's like a generic white name.
You don't know about Karen?
Karen, no.
You don't know about Karen?
No.
Oh, let me introduce you to the world of Karen. Okay. See, Karen is not just any white lady.
Okay.
She is the white lady. She has a specific type of haircut. And her main vocabulary words are usually, "May I speak to your manager, please?"
the minimum wage, but still like blessed.
Still, I'm above you, kind of girl, right?
Okay.
But it's her. So I think one Karen, like, I'm in quotes. I think a Karen must have reported to the police.
Okay. Now coming back, I mean, like coming to it, I think I've heard the phrase a Karen.
Yeah, and she reported it there. A lady reported it to the police, and the whole lot got confiscated, and he was left with nothing. And I was like, "What an idiot!"
Dude, man, I swear. Like, I mean, like, even the other day, I saw this short video on, like, you know, what to do and what not to do for like grocery shopping. This guy,
what is life coming into, this, man?
You know, the kitchen islands, like the random table you get in the kitchen, in this Western kitchen.
Yeah, one of those things that you, like, put random shit on.
No, it's like a kitchen.
Like an island kind of thing.
Yeah, like an island.
Oh, okay, kitchen island. Yeah.
Basically that, and then he's like, puts like duct tape, like draws a line right through the center.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Okay, everybody, this is the disinfected and this is the affected."
I'm like, okay. My God.
And then like literally he brings all his stuff to the disinfect side, gets a whole bottle of like, disinfectant or something, and starts like full on, like from like the plastics to the metals, and then okay, the fruits, thank goodness he didn't put them for the fruits, because the fruits he just dumps them into a bowl, and then it like takes a whole gallon, I think they are gallons, so it was American, so he dumps the whole thing, and then on top of it, I'm like, if you're getting an apple, that's no more an apple, that's like a sour apple after that. Like, he puts
it's a denatured apple after
I that. Swear, like, he just No diluting with water, nothing. Just like the whole like a pile of like fruits and vegetables in a pot, and then like a whole gallon of like vinegar poured on top. I'm like, you're pickling stuff. It's not eating. It's like you're pickling. I'm like,
people go extremes when they come to this thing. Right? They're either extreme or they're like the other end of the scale. There's no such thing as in the middle. Like, you ever see, if it's like, I'm telling you, like, stay indoors, do this. They're like, shit. Let's talk upon canned tuna.
I don't know, man. I mean, like,
I don't know what.
By the way, do you think all this quarantine and all works?
To be honest, if you look at what Sweden's done, they don't give a shit. they've just been like, oh, we don't need to self-isolate, none of this quarantine or social distancing.
Yeah.
But the case, I think if the cases will go up nevertheless, right?
No, I mean, yeah, true. Like,
but it just depends on like the amount of like, you know, the infected people that your country can take, kind of thing.
No,
infected us in like the hospitals, I mean.
Like, I was seeing a video the other day and they were like explaining basically, and it's kind of true, like when they say like, oh, we need to flatten the curve and all, it's not the fact like, oh, okay, if you flatten the curve, meaning you'll have less infected. Like, apparently, flattening the curve does not, like, correlate to the number of infected. It's literally everyone, there's already a set number that will get infected.
Yeah.
And, like, no matter, even if you, like, do all these measures and all, they'll still get infected.
Infected, yeah.
The only reason they say, like, all these quarantine measures and all this, flattening the curve will basically, like,
elongating spread
it
process,
out. Yeah, like, spread it out so that, like, it won't, like, overcrowd or, over, like, overwhelm the health system and all. So that's like, that's one thing, like I was like, oh, okay, shit. So basically, in a way, if you are gonna get it, you will get it.
Yeah.
It's not like you can hide away or like you can run away from it. It's only the matter of fact that whether, if you get it and if you do need help, like
then
if you need
help.
A ventilator.
Yeah. Then do it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. If you do need a ventilator, if you flatten the curve and all, you will have a ventilator at the end.
It's kind of like
your life or like, you know,
the
choosing game.
I think... That's the one when you just said it, explained it. I think it explains a lot more to how the news channels or whatever they say it, right? Because by flattening the curve, as you said, it's just elongating the process of the
I mean, like making sure that you have the
enough supplies
when it comes to you. Comes to you. So I mean, like eventually we'll get it. So it's just a matter of like hoping it's not the worst.
I think the biggest problem in many countries, especially developed countries, if you see, is the amount of, like, the population. I mean, what I'm saying is, like, the medical personnel, the ratio of medical personnel to the population is very low.
True.
So maybe that's one of the reasons why they're, like, wanting this huge quarantine. And
So they don't overwhelm. Yeah, that's what I mean, true. It makes sense also. Like,
it does, yeah. Like, but I don't know, I don't know if it is working in a sense, because in all countries the wave has come and gone, but the peak is going to come nevertheless, right? It's going to re-peak again.
Yeah.
Because some people will have reinfection.
True.
So that re-peak is
going to come. But it's not proven, right?
Some in India there's a couple of cases. Well, I was reading some of the papers and they're not sure about what's the reason of this re-peak.
This thing with this virus, I mean, like, even though we as medical students, we've learned of like Corona. It's like a new thing. And
this
it's
is
like
smart. This
every,
is smart
yeah,
virus.
Every
because,
day, a new thing is coming about this.
Yeah.
Like,
and
your
the
previous
is,
info from last week
doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter. Everything is new. That's one thing about viruses, because it's an RNA virus at the end of the day, right? So the problem with this is, like, as we all know, like, usually viruses are smarter than like bacteria. So they but the only thing is, people...
They look like aliens, man, in the microscope.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I thought maybe like whenever they used to illustrate a virus in like book and like in a cartoon or like, I thought maybe they're just like taking it off from like some hyped up like Disney
made
version
yeah,
of some
yeah.
alien.
But it's not.
But no,
real.
Apparently,
it's
spikes
and
yeah,
no,
like
yeah.
spikes and they have that.
The proteins and
like Wall-E. Type
yeah,
of
the Wall-E shit. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
It's the thing is. They said it transmits from animal to man or humans, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they think, because they think they have a hypothetically they think it's from the wet markets.
Mm.
But there is no proven evidence as of now.
Yeah.
As of now, because when I was reading up some of the articles or papers, they still don't have practical evidence saying that it's actually transferable from animals to humans.
Oh.
Right? So, in a sense, that's why some countries are actually still thinking it's a bio weapon kind of thing.
Modified thing.
But the thing is, everyone is kind of against China right now, right? So, nevertheless, what comes out, they want the wet markets to close. So, in that sense, they will always say it's a animal to a human transmission. If that's the case, what can they do? They can close off all the wet markets.
True.
It's a good thing closing the wet markets. It's a huge shithole there.
No, but apparently also like wet markets aren't like the wet markets we think, like, because Wet markets there, it's like, okay, yeah, you may get like this random meats, like back meat.
You do, but
most of the wet markets are just clean. Like normal.
Yeah, normal clean markets. Like, but I think fishes and all that. Yeah, but the problem with China is like they have random meats. Like they have all kinds of meat. Like, that's the only thing.
But I don't know, like they've been eating it since the start.
Start of time, yeah. Yeah, it's like, to be honest, you know the thing is, right?
Yeah,
it's a freak of nature kind of thing. In nature, if there needs to be a virus coming, it's gonna come nevertheless of what happens, right?
True.
And people telling all this like bioweapon, blah blah blah. The way it's transmitted from all the way from China to the middle of Europe, that's we're kind of missing that 2 month period from the start of the virus in December in Wuhan, and they've been missing like whole of December, almost whole of December, and January, February as well. And then it starts to peak in March time. I'm sure it starts to peak in Italy or Spain.
True.
So we're missing all these times. And what we need to keep in mind is like this is a huge popular area for people traveling.
If it is a bioweapon, just imagine like they'll send like agents.
Bro,
like, like I'm 007. Achoo.
One sneeze like, and boom, the whole train goes.
You go in Italy. You go, but. I don't know, man. I mean, that's that. Like, it's now just a blame game, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a blame game for a long time. Like, who's tired and all, and you know, some countries want like China to pay like reparations and all.
That's not gonna happen. Yeah, if that's the case, then UK needs to pay India so much money.
Dude, that's what, like it's a segue. It's like a slippery slope. You can like start from there and move on to colonies and then like ask for like.
Bro, UK is fucked. Like
dinosaur fossils would be like, hey, cover me up as
Yeah, like that. Like, sure yeah.
The crater and like. Sue the creator for like nutrients.
See, in the midst of all this corona thing, the worst, the biggest issue right now is actually our bad boy Kim Jong-un. Or is it Kim Jong-il? What's his name? Kim Jong-un, right? Yes, Kim Jong-un, yeah.
Kimmy K from North K.
Oh. Do you think he's really dead?
I mean, apparently, like, this was last week, and then now apparently a new video resurfaced.
Yo, I think that's a body double. For sure, man. Have you seen? This body double.
One thing that will never end.
Yeah.
Business of the Armageddon.
Yeah.
And conspiracies.
Oh, conspiracies.
And trust me, that's how we live through
conspiracies.
This.
Yeah. Conspiracies are like gossip, isn't it? Like,
I swear.
It's like for men, it's conspiracy theory. For women, it's gossip.
True. It's like gossip around outside the circle.
But North Korea, man, it's like one thing about North Korea is like you can make up anything because you don't really know what's going on.
True.
Even North Korea doesn't they're like, I don't agree to it, neither do I deny it. You know?
True. Oh man, that's I don't know. That country. I mean, like, I actually growing up I never thought of like North Korea. Like I only saw it like when I started like watching the news, that's when like you would hear random North Korea threatening the world with like missiles and all. I'm like, okay. That's when you hear about North Korea. And then you grow up and then you realize there's a
big
guy with a sick fade.
This
like.
You know, I gotta tell you, when he said about fade, he has a clean fade, man. It's a fresh fade. Have you seen him without a good fade? He doesn't have a bad hair day, man.
True.
That man, I don't know who his barber is, but he's one guy.
Sir,
he knows how to do his shit.
It is quite sick. Maybe who knows, in the near future, they might like, I want the Kimmy K from North K look.
Kimmy K from North Korea, but I mean, do you think he's still alive? I think he might be.
The guy is quite over the BMI.
What do you, bro? If there's a BMI scale, he needs a new skill.
Yeah,
he's above and beyond. Spectrum, yeah. No, the thing is, some of the media tabloids have said like. He had a botched heart surgery or something.
Oh yeah,
and
something like that. Right?
They must have died, and then he resurfaced. The main headlines was like Kim K, what the hell? Kim K, our boy Kim Jong-un is actually in good health and healthy, and that it depends how you mean healthy. Like the man doesn't look
I was
healthy.
Like looking up facts, and basically nobody knows his date of birth. Like nobody knows his age. Like
what is he, 36 or something?
Well, that's what you don't know, you just assume. Like,
oh, sure.
Apparently it's not like it's never published his date. I mean, okay, let me check. I have the computer for me. Carry on.
The thing is, if he was to lose power, say he died, right?
Yeah.
Hypothetically, he died. Do you think we're going to get killed for this? What if he finds us? What if North Korea is tapping into this right now?
I'm telling you, like, guys, if you don't hear episode 2, we're dead.
Then we should like hope that like everyone else in the world is talking about him.
I think the more big of a threat, not threat, like a more stronger person is his sister. Do you know his sister?
Holy shit. Okay, yeah. There's no certain age of his, but
yeah, that's because he was never born, bro.
He's an illusion.
He's an illusion, bro. Like, Kim Jong-un doesn't exist. It only exists in our minds.
True. Supreme leader.
Supreme leader, you know?
That's a title.
Well, that is a title, though. Imagine you... Like, you know how, like, Asian dads like being called...
Yeah.
No, they don't like being called daddy, do they? It's like Asian dads would love it if they were being called supreme leader.
Supreme leader of... Apartment one. So like,
yeah, may I please see the master? Who do you want to see? A supreme leader.
True.
But there was a stuck on, you know, there's all these people supposedly sneaking into North Korea and trying to trying to like get their day to day lives and shit there. And apparently it's all fake. Everything you see is a fake. It's it's like this.
I can imagine,
yeah, it's like when you walk into the city, it's like a huge cover up. And then as you walk behind that wall, it's a shithole. It's like there was a picture of Kim Jong-un and his people, like, you know, like the people who live there.
Yeah.
He's a big fat guy and the people are just skinny and dying.
Oh, can I imagine, man?
It's a stark contrast, isn't it? Like,
so like, I mean, I think that's every dictator, man. No dictator skinny.
Yeah.
Like, you literally own over everything, so you might be going like, hey, give me your rations. I'm like, yeah, sure.
But the thing is, we don't really know what's actually happening in North Korea. Like,
true.
Because even...
It is one of the... I think there are another... Like, there are quite a few dictators out there. But, I mean, like, dictatorships. Like, out there, it's not just North Korea.
I mean, if you look at China, China's kind of in a dictatorship.
Oh, yeah. China kind
of... They call it a...
And I think... I saw another... I think Belarus as well, like in Europe.
Belarus, really?
Yeah.
But isn't that like a chill place, though?
It is, but like they, because it's Europe, they kind of like put a nice blanket over the dictatorship.
Like, so do you think he's like a chill dictator? Like, you know, he's like, yo, people come party with me. Where is Belarus actually? Is it Eastern Europe or is it?
It's Belarus. I mean, Rus, it has Rus, so it's Russia. I think Bella, I don't know what's it called. I think Bella is like beautiful.
Bella Ciao.
Bella, Biala, okay, that's maybe
Biala's white, man.
Maybe white Russian.
White Russian.
Isn't that a drink?
Is it a black Russian?
Black Russian. I'm pretty sure something Russian is a drink.
Russian's a drug.
Drinking connoisseur, so go on.
Russian.
Unitary Presidential Republic.
Yeah, that's
the... Yeah, it does sound monarchy-ish.
That's the big... It's like saying United Kingdom, but really though?
True, exactly.
Nobody...
Yeah. Shit! The big elephant in the room. UK is like a monarchy.
You know, the funny thing is, no one really knows that. Well, no, I don't know if they know. Like, they're actually, they don't know that United Kingdom is made of 4 countries.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
people think London is a country. Whenever they're from, like, are you not from London? No, I'm from Ireland. What? They're like, I'm from Ireland. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, bro, UK. What? Yeah. UK? Right, I thought you were from London. Bro. No, I mean, I'm from Ireland. What? It's like a circle you keep going to, and then you bring in Glasgow or Scotland. You're like, the fuck is that? Is that your country? They're like, no, it's a.
I'm like, yeah, I can't.
It's bread.
Really picture. I mean, they say London is big. I've not been there, but.
Bro, London is more brown than India. No, I'm being serious. You go to London, bro. I've only been to London properly once because I have a cousin living there.
Okay.
This is around 7 years ago, so I'm guessing now it's even more browner. So we went to this street, so at evening time we all went out for food. So I'm coming from a place where it's predominantly white. Like, I went to a school where I was almost the only brown person there.
Okay.
Right, so in a sea of white I was the brown person.
Okay. So they got a heads up of what to expect.
Yeah, so I was expecting like maybe I was expecting maybe it's like fully like that, but when I went to London, it's like bro, like, you know when you go to, you know, like you know when you have street food in India, right? You know, after like 6 o'clock, you know, like chai time, you know, tea time in India.
Yeah.
You know when you go out to the streets, you can smell it. You can smell the food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, like dosa being made or like the vadai being made or something being made. You know, like the momos or whatever.
Yeah.
It's that waft of food smell comes out. Strange. Same thing in London. Like, I was like, whoa.
Desi food. Like,
yeah, desi Indian food. And the ambience is more Indian-y. It's like, it's like a little India.
I mean, call me a bit racist in this, but I think like we are doing a bit too much. Like, we are taking over everything.
I mean,
like, brown people are taking literally over everything.
When you say brown people,
like, you know, the thing, I kindly think also, like, white people are kind of scared of the word racism. Like, they're scared of the term racist.
No, you know what's happening right now? What? White people had their time. No, they did what they could. Mm. Think about it. They came, they took our friends, I mean, our friends, our wives, our women, our daughters. Yeah. What are all the brown people doing now? Literally, a brown guy is literally going into a white girl's house and be like, yo, send Bob's and Vagine.
Bob's and Vagine.
Like, no, it's the time is up for white people. Like, oh, white man. Guys are, their days are numbered.
I don't know why we are thirsty, man.
Bro, it's I'll be honest with you, like, brown men are thirsty.
I don't know
they
why.
Are thirsty,
like,
yes.
Spoil the names for everyone, like.
Yeah.
Like, the moment you hear, like, hey, like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I've not been in the white guy's head. Oh, no, white girl's head. I mean, do brown girls chase after that?
Brown girls,
not as much as bad,
but the thing is, brown girls are actually okay. They're actually open to more, you know how, like, Indian girls, I don't think they're very that open to, like, every other guy, apart from maybe black guys. They love black guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, they love black guys. And maybe it's just what I've seen, right? But they love black guys. Okay. And don't take it against me. Don't kill me against it. But what I'm saying is, like, but white women, like, thing is, sometimes I, you know, when I'm like, hey, where are you from? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm from the UK, blah blah blah. And they love originally. I'm from, yeah, I'm from India. Then the girls are like, oh shit, he's the guy who sent you Bob's and Machine. I'm like, that's a different guy. You know, it's like,
oh,
this,
my goodness, man. I don't know why.
You can't just blame it on Indians, right? And I've seen so many. I have so many Pakistani friends.
Mm.
And once my friend sent me this screenshot. This guy had a center part, you know, like a hair, but you center part it.
Yeah.
And he gelled it like, from the center. Yeah. It's so flattened. And he cut the sides like a Kim Jong-un cut, right?
Oh, okay.
And he shaved the sides and he had that. And he had like a pedo mustache.
Oh.
And he was wearing like
that's the thing, like, I'm into the mustaches and I'm into the
mustache is good.
I'm into the pedo mustache. And see, I can't even say it without, like, I can't describe it through the voice without telling you the word pedo. Because that's the look I want, but that's the word I don't want to use.
But the thing is, mustaches are cool.
It's them, man. They spoiled it.
You know,
man.
Is like a well grown meat.
Oh.
You need time. You need to season it properly, you know? Take time and it's gonna grow. But the thing is, these guys ruined the name for it. And the funny thing, he had this selfie. It's like he's on his bike like this, like, you know, like putting his leg out, slanting down with his kurta on, and then he's like taking a picture, like like, you know, like pouting in the gay ass haircut, and he sends it to this girl like, hey, and the girl is like, she didn't reply. He just kept on saying, hey, hi, hello, you're beautiful, blah blah. Sends like all these next level shit, and then there was, I think I don't know if it's a meme or if it's a real thing. It's like, I want to marry you or something. I'm like, bro, shit doesn't work like that here, you know?
Dude, I blame it on the conservative society, man. The more conservative...
Do you really think this is conservative, though? Like,
no, that's the thing. The more conservative you are in general, the more hornier and the more, you know...
Bro, if you're brown, you're horny. Just
maybe.
No,
I think it's come down from genetics. Like, it's embedded in our genetics now because we have grown up from those high times where, you know, conservatives were like all over the place. So I think
funny part. Like, think about it. Back then, you could have, bro. If you imagine this, right? You come from, like, we all come from like the conservative part, right? Even I'm, but my family is really strict. Yeah. Imagine me talking about a girl. No. If I'm talking about a friend, I always change my female friends to male. they
like a Christina becomes a Chris.
Yeah, Christina becomes a Chris.
Oh wait, forget Christina. Let's say, but you can't male, like, you know, masculine, whatever. Okay, let's
do this. Imagine this.
Okay,
give me some Indian names. Give me some Indian names. I'll masculinize them right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, I was trying to say that, but you got it off just from the back.
It's a be vibe, man. Be vibe in a wavelength.
Okay, Priyanka.
Priyanka. Priyan.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
See? Mom, I went with my friend Priyan outside for lunch.
Aisha.
Realistically. Aisha.
Mm.
Aisha.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Ashwant.
Okay. Monica.
Monica?
Yeah.
Well, that's an easy one.
What?
Mon.
Mon?
Yeah, it's Mon.
Ah, Muhammad.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, one nikah is like, nikah okay. could be, you know, okay. nikah in my language is the underwear.
Yeah?
Yeah, nikah. So I'd be like, more nikah. Which is like, oh, Mohammed's nikah. I don't know what the fuck I came with that. But yeah. Like, see, it's easy, man, bro. Mm, come on, spit them like easy, like okay. bars, bro. I can give it to you.
Let me throw in randoms now. I can't even remember. Like,
I can give you one.
What?
I think this is a hard one, right?
Okay.
Imagine the name is something like Deviani.
Oh, okay, that's a good one, Deviani. Okay.
You're fucked. What are you gonna? Oh wait, you can make it Devin.
Oh yeah.
Oh Devin. Shit.
Devin.
Devin. Oh shit.
Yeah. True. True.
Damn.
I think
India is such like a very masculine country. Every name is actually derivation from a male name.
Maybe this all has happened in the past. Like,
yeah.
You know, like guys being like, you know, coming back to their wives and be like, "Where were you? I was with Priyan." And they're like, "Huh? Priyan?
Yeah.
I've never heard
next
that
door
name.
Neighbor, Priyan.
Let's name our kid that." Priyan.
We have now.
Anyways, the Priyanka will be abortish. But yeah.
What's the most embarrassing story you've ever had? Like as a kid, when I say embarrassing, like you know, like a school story, or even like some of those shit that you've actually accidentally came out of your mouth at home when your parents were there.
Oh, like that. I don't know, man. I mean, I grew up in the Middle East. Like, it's not that exciting going on over there.
Yeah, well, you can't really see women. They're all covered up, man. Like, I mean, I grew up there too, so I understand what you mean. But
true.
I mean, after 6 o'clock. You know what I mean by after 6 o'clock, right?
Nothing exciting or like.
What's the most exciting, most embarrassing thing in the last 4 years? I mean, since you came to Plovin, as in we are students now, right? Since we're students, we can do some crazy shit. So,
I mean, as a student here, I mean, like, I did.
Can be anything. Embarrassing can be anything. Like,
oh, okay. Like, I mean, one thing that stood out was like, I think it was in the second month of me coming here, and then it was like, it was coming back home from a house party, like 4 or something. Me and my roommate, and then we were returning back home, and I mean, that's when I got like, I think that is like when it clicked. I'm like officially in Bulgaria, because I heard a lot of like crazy wacky stuff about like Bulgarians and Eastern Europe and all. But then coming back, basically, it was going back when we had crossed the road, and there was a taxi. I think I told you though, but
was it a fake taxi?
I think it might have been after that, but like this, there's a taxi, all doors open, just parked on the side
all
of the
doors
road. The back doors, like, you know, the passenger seats and all the doors are open basically, and you have to just pass by it. And then basically there's a, and I think you know, the light, the light that opens, I mean, that turns on when the doors open.
Inside the car
that was on. And all I could see was this guy, and I presume he was the driver because there was no driver. And like, he was in the back seat, and like, he was looking at us because obviously at 4 in the morning, there's no cars in the street. And
were you
see...
naked or something?
No, he was fully clothed.
No, were you naked?
Oh, no. me and my roommate going naked. Yeah, like, so that would be an awkward sight.
That's a story for another day, actually.
Exactly. No, but like, passing by, and like, it passed in front of the car to go on the way, and then we glanced at him, and you know, obviously it's 4 in the morning, so any human is a human. You look at each other and say hello, or wink, or like hello. So yeah,
you know, the worst part is when you guys have the eye contact.
I swear,
man. You know the eye contact, and then you're like, you look at him, and you're like, should I take my eyes off him?
Exactly.
Should I nod, or like, what do I do?
It's like a fine line between awkwardly. Like,
it's
awkward.
Like, guys don't look at their dicks, right? Do they? Like, they don't like quickly look at their dicks. You want to make it awkward. You're
Dude, like, man. Shit. What do I look at?
His nipples?
The more, and if you go above the limit, it's like, it's become almost like gayish. Like, you're into him. Like, so it's a fine line. Like, you have to like the perfect amount of like less awkwardness and not too homo.
It's either eye or dick.
Yeah, true. I mean, if you're bland about it, just like, go for the dick and just like, hey, I want that. Like, okay, yeah, but basically, yeah, we passed the car, and then basically we glanced at him. he gives the wink, and he was surprisingly jolly. Like, he was like laughing and smiling. Like, so initially we thought he's drunk, obviously 4 in the morning, so we thought he's drunk or like either on like some drugs or something, and just like chilling and like, you know, feeling it from the backseat. And then we're like, okay, he smiled, and then he shows a thumbs up with his hand. So I mean, obviously with his hands, not gonna show a thumbs up with his
fucking
dick or something. No, that's the thing, that's the point, that's what I'm trying to say.
If he showed,
he couldn't I think maybe he couldn't show his thumbs up from his dick, because
he's being sucked off.
Exactly.
Was he being sucked off?
Literally, we passed by, shit, and the only thing we could see was him being jolly, thumbs up,
uh-huh,
and all we could see was a head going up and down.
Oh, so
it's my either, man. It's either he's doing magic tricks with a wig, like making it levitate over his dick and going up and down, or being sucked off. And I think it was sucked off because, you know, come on.
He's happy.
That smile, you know that smile. It's not a happy smile from like a normal stuff. It's a happy smile from doing something illegal. So yeah, that was kind of like, whoa, we just got like thumbs up.
Bulgaria is crazy, man. I'll tell you. There's one time me and my friend, we went to, I think it was Veliko, one of the cities in Bulgaria. And we wanted to go to this fort place, but it was a bit night. So we were like, okay, you know what?
Is it Belogradchik?
Huh? Veliko Tarnovo.
In Veliko Tarnovo.
Yeah, in Veliko Tarnovo. We went to see that fortress called, I really don't know what the name is called, but there's a big ass fortress there. Everyone goes to see that. So the thing is, I think we were a bit late because they have these weird timings for closing, like 5 p.m. You're like, keep it open for a bit longer, man. Come on.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Let's go somewhere else. So it was at that time of the year where it gets dark really quickly.
Oh, okay.
So it was around, I think it was around 6-7 or something, and it was getting dark.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what, let's just walk there rather than, you know, driving or whatever. So, because you can see the city as well. It's a nice city, it's a beautiful city. It's one of the oldest cities in Europe, I think. Mm-hmm. So we were just walking, and there's this place where it has like arches. And if you go into this arch, you can actually see, because it's like on a hill place, you go from like, it's like a valley. So you go from the top and the bottom, and then you go up again to the fortress. So you can actually see from that arch to the whatever's up there. It's quite beautiful. But the thing is, I was like, hey, let's go in here and see what's going on. But it was dark, right?
So, yeah.
And the funny thing, as soon as I walked in, it's like two people were there. And all I heard was like... Okay. And then I see it in the shadow, like, you know, wiping the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this, with the face behind. Okay. And I was like, okay. Cleaning up the business. But you know the things, I was like, no, fuck, I'm just going to go in there. But then my friend, he was like,
nah. Stand over there. Like, I don't know, carry on. I'm just voyaging.
It was the funniest shit ever. I walked in, and then my friend, she didn't understand what was going on. I was like, you know what, let's just get out of here.
True. No, yeah, all the naughty things comes in the dark.
Naughty darkness. Yeah, naughty and darkness goes well, bro.
Exactly. What else?
Yeah,
man, it's been a while, no?
Yeah, what time is it?
Enough, right?
It's been going on forever. That was a good session. That was
true, yeah. I mean, like,
hopefully the people have actually enjoyed listening to our...
Let's see, man. This is just a normal corner between two persons. I mean, that's the start of every podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you just talk normally and...
It's, I mean, we're just
some
normal.
Some people are.
Yeah.
Intrigued.
Hopefully, yeah. Our listeners...
Dude, that's there. I mean, like, that's there. Like, everyone is doing podcasts these days. Like, celebs and all.
Yeah, fuck celebs.
Yeah, true. This is just...
They're in their 20 million mansion. We're in our $20 mansion.
Like, my setup is a phone that is held by a glass. What is it, a Scotch glass or Johnny Walker glass?
Professional. Le professional.
Exactly. Wait, should I not like say Johnny Walker? Maybe you might get sponsors.
Oh wait, before we finish, we should talk about our sponsor. I forgot. So guys, we just want to thank you so much for listening. And last of all, before we finish, we want to thank you to our sponsors.
Sponsors. Okay, wait. It's on you.
I'm just kidding. We don't have any sponsors.
Yeah, that's all. I was like, whoa, okay. Let's see where this guy's doing this.
Yeah, like, I mean, if anyone wants to sponsor us, I mean, you're more than welcome.
True.
We do use Johnny Walker drinks
and
we do Apple love iPhones, Samsung phones.
Yeah, we do love the Nest.
Yeah, so if you guys want, hit us up. You know where we are. Do you leave a like and comment?
Hearing us is enough for now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, the beginning, so I hope you guys have loved it, enjoyed it.
Goofy stuff.
Let's just say they can.
Maybe, yeah, well, I mean, I guess we'll learn on the way. So for now, maybe the goofiness.
It's good, right?
I think it's just goofiness. It's authentic.
And also, I think people can leave the comments in the comments section and hopefully let us know what we can do better or did they like it. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you soon in episode 2.
Alrighty.
Ciao.
Bye.